Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, whatever time. You know, I get texts from people, 2:30, 3:15 in the a.m. saying, hey, I just listened to your call. Great interview with, you know, fill in the blank. So whatever time of day it is, you're tuning in. And if you're live with us, thank you for giving up part of your Saturday morning or investing. I should say it that way, shouldn't I? Investing part of your Saturday morning into what I call the best hour of the weekend, okay? Now, maybe that's for you. I highly doubt we have very many wellness consultants that on Friday night you hit the local watering hole. You know, ours is called the Springdale Historic Pub and Eatery, otherwise known as the Springdale Tavern. But if that's your cup of tea, well, so be it. It's not mine. But if that's your favorite hour of the weekend, well, good for you. But for me, it's this hour right now. So, again, thank you for joining. And, Bobby, you just said something. Bobby down in Florida said, I hope she would take a serious look at Niken while I'm still around so I can what? So I can help her. You know, that's the third aspect or the third part of the mantra of the I can attitude, you know, belief system is that my I can attitude allows me to teach clients something which will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. I, you know, and Bobby, you just said something that really is the umbrella of what I want to unpack here in the next 15 minutes or so, and then I want to open up the lines, because one of the greatest things that I've discovered in a transfer of power, and I'll apologize up front. If you didn't vote for our current president and vice president in office, I'm sorry, but this is the real world. We're all big boys and girls, and, you know, Vance Rogers never believes in handing out a participation award, okay? Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose, we grow and our character develops. My point being is this, if you watched, and if you haven't, I encourage you to watch it. It's like 19 minutes long, I think. Stacey and I watched it again for the second time last night. Watch the inauguration speech, because in the first minute or so, what our president has done, did, and literally has put into place, is something that no president before him has ever done. And that's my firm conviction. Now, I'm not a historian and watching presidential inauguration speeches, but in the first minute, 90 seconds or so, he said, basically, the transfer of power is not from my predecessor to me. It's the transfer of power is from Washington, D.C. to you, we the people. And it was so empowering to me to watch it live and then to watch it again last night for the second go-around, to realize the power lies in our hands. If we want, those of you who are listening to this call, most of you, I don't know if we have very many customers tuning in, but most of us who have dedicated, especially live, to listen to Saturday AM Live, we've made a decision that we want to make something of our Niken business. And if that's the case, the reality lies, the responsibility lies within us. And you know, and I got several notes here, but I think, you know, it's now transferred to you, the people. It's our job, all of our jobs, to make our country great. We will always be protected by God. Think big and dream even bigger. Buy American and hire American. And the most important one I thought was, don't allow anyone to tell you that it can't be done. Jim Hartman was on the line already this morning, and I can start naming several names. Several of us have faced objections from people that have said some of the most stupid, heinous things to us regarding either magnets or network marketing or whatever the case may be. We've got to just, you know, as Jesus taught his followers, shake the dust off your feet. Just let it go. Let it go. And if we need to start singing the song from the Disney, you know, cult phenomenon classic movie, you know, Frozen, Let It Go, maybe we need to put that embrace, you know, just ingrain that into our heads, just burn that into our minds so that we can literally say, hey, it's my responsibility. I take responsibility And the power's been transferred to me. We have a commander-in-chief who said, hey, look, it's your job. It's my job. It's not his job to fix all the problems, to make America great again. No, it's my job. He made that very, very, very clear. So, again, regardless of who you voted for is irrelevant, all right? The key here is that we've been given a transfer of power. Nikken has done the exact same thing. When you look at the website, when you look at how they continually update it and see what they've made available, we had a few bronzes in deep into our organization, and all of a sudden they got transferred to become silvers. We had a whole mess of seniors, 9 as a matter of fact, that we helped develop this last fall, and now they're executives. We have a dozen. We have 12. 1, 2. A dozen, not a baker's dozen, not 13, but 12 frontline executives now because the transfer of power of what Nikken just did. And they said it was coming. They warned us in advance, saying this is what we're going to do. So we have essentially now a dozen people frontline. Now, not all of them are choosing to do the business. Some of them were just directs, and by default, I thought, hey, here's an opportunity to develop another senior. So we took and pumped a bunch of customer volume or other orders for people who wanted to get the biggest bang for their buck, take advantage of free shipping or get some, you know, free product back and the Nikken reward dollars. I didn't do the math, but at right now, Vance and Stacy still have over $1,600 in free product that we haven't redeemed, that our seniors, our now new executives haven't even redeemed, still sitting there. Fortunately, we have 6 months to use that, so that's a good thing. My point is this. We have a dozen people that now, when I look at the customer page, which is what I'm looking at right now, and if I'm going to unpack this a little bit in the 8 minutes that I have left before I open up the line for Q&A, let's first look at what a customer sees. Now, for these 12 new executives, they're eligible to earn up to 35% on the CV. Okay, please don't twist my words and start correcting me saying, well, Vance, it's really not 35%. Yes, it is. Okay? When one of these executives introduces somebody, let's take the Waterfall or the Kinko Touch. Same exact price points. And if you don't believe me, click on the commission's earnings summary, and you can see exactly when you as an executive introduce somebody to a Waterfall or a Kinko Touch, the immediate customer profit that we earn from that transaction is $50. It's a $50 immediate commission. And then based on the commissionable volume, that's where we earn the extra 10%, which is roughly another $10 to $12, give or take. I didn't put a calculator to it. If you want to know exactly what it is. But let's just say it's roughly about $60 that if I'm an executive, I'm a brand new executive, and this month I introduce someone to a Waterfall or to a Kinko Touch, again, same price point, $256, I think. That the price, I haven't memorized all the new prices yet, but that's basically a $60 commission into my pocket or a rebate. So they invest $256, not counting shipping and sales tax, and that's $60 profit. I would challenge anybody out there with our price points, with the products. Now, if you're selling, you know, Acme widgets and gadgets and, you know, kitchen devices, you know, whatever it may be, you may have a higher profit margin. Maybe you make 50%. Off selling something. But I'm talking about tangible wellness solutions that change people's lives. So as a customer, and I'm looking at the screen right now, what does a customer, and you can see this just by logging in underneath the customer ID that you have or just clicking on your webpage and seeing, what is it that Nikken's putting front and center for customers to see? Well, right off the bat, Team Kaizen is going to Japan in 2018. And they want to see what the Team Kaizen requirements are? Well, boom, they can click on that. But then, here's something that our customers are seeing front and center. This is things we should be talking about. The Kinko Touch. It's right there. Brand new. A unique heightened magnetic massage experience. Let them see it. To be talking about the Perfect Link 2 gold necklace. It's right there. allow, you know, this is, you know, do we, are we wearing one? Are you wearing any necklace or any of the jewelry? You should be wearing something. The True Element shampoo. You know, I love my hair, okay? Sorry, I'll admit it. And I know as a guy, I shouldn't be that jacked up or that excited or that jazzed about hair care. But I do. And sitting in my Vietnamese barber chair 2 days ago, I just kept talking about it. And she's running her fingers through it. She's like, yeah, you have a reason. And she's got such a great broken English accent. I can't even mimic it. But it's really, really funny to hear her talk about. You know, she grabs the bottle. I took both the shampoo and the conditioner in with me, and she picked it up, and she's reading it. She's like, wow, these are really good ingredients. You know, and I didn't need her validation. But anyway, something that they see is the green tea, the 10-4. Are we talking about the fact that they added value, okay? They added, make an added value to this product. Okay, again, my ICANN attitude allows me to teach customers something, teach clients something which will add value to their experience with me. Are we sharing with people saying, hey, by the way, I did this yesterday with one of our neighbors, customer. I said, hey, did you guys get a chance to use it? And so I'm going to take over to them a couple samples of the new version of the tea. I said, it tastes better. It's not near as ghastly sweet. It's still got 80 milligrams, okay, at 8 calories, 80 milligrams of organic caffeine. It's 100% USDA certified organic, no added sugar now. And the added value that I really love, and maybe it's because I price these things on a regular basis, you walk into Costco or Sam's and you look at the energy drinks, okay, you've got Red Bull, Rockstar, and Monster. All three of them by the case. The cheapest one comes out to $1.20 a serving, okay? And that's for pure chemical junk, okay? I almost said crap, but I'll get in trouble if I use that word on this call, but it's just junk, okay? It's pure chemicals. And what we have with the 10-4 is organic green matcha tea, stevia, brown rice yeast extract, and then the kiwi flavoring. Four ingredients, so it definitely falls into the paleo diet or arena. But again, the value that I think Nikan added that I think is most attractive, at least to me, is the bang for the buck, and they added 30 sticks instead of 20, so we get a full month supply if you're using one a day, which I recommend, not just for the energy and the mental clarity, but because when you look at green matcha tea and the cultures around the world that have been using it for literally centuries, The Japanese alone, 900 years, they estimate. Look at what the people there, what the drive benefits of are of that product alone and what it can do for us. But 30 sticks, it brings the price down to like 126 per serving, I think, 130, somewhere in there. I can't remember. I didn't punch it. And I always quote prices for a customer based on an auto ship purchase or an auto ship investment. That's the price that is best to quote. Because when you throw it on AutoShip, and as I told our neighbor yesterday, after it arrives, just cancel the AutoShip if you don't want it to keep going. Give them a way out so they don't feel like they're obligated to it. And what typically happens when you introduce them to AutoShip, they'll probably stick around. So anyways, that's what a customer sees. Now let's change gears here a little bit, and then let's look at what we see as a consultant. Most of us on the line right now are consultants. You log into Nikan's page. Oh, what do you know right there? Team Kaizen is going to Japan in 2018. The Nikan compensation plan summary. And I'm just going through these as fast as they're changing on the screen. Okay, the January Nikan Field Summit in Salt Lake City. That's next weekend, and it's not too late to jump on board. Then you've got the Nikan Perfect Link Gold Necklace, and then, of course, the Touch. I think what's imperative, what's really, really crucial for all of us as consultants, we need to make a decision of which one of these carrots, which one of these ranks, what is the biggest thing that's the most attractive to us? To use one of Marty Jeffrey's words, what's the sexiest thing out there that Nikan is offering us as consultants that we're going for? Is it the Entrepreneurs Club? Stacy and I did two of these last fall. An extra $300 each time. Is it the Paragon Award? Is it developing a pattern to help other people? Is it the Pinnacle Prize? Is it doing several? Is it Team Kaizen? What are the requirements for Team Kaizen? And I'm going to finish with this. The requirements for Team Kaizen, number one, numero uno, okay? The most important thing as consultants that we need to start with. Don't talk to me as an executive about going diamond if you're not first going to look at the most important key crucial factor, and that is every single month developing a customer base of at least 500 points. That's the first requirement for anything. And when you look at the Team Kaizen qualifications and membership, again, they're right there. It's all on the website. You don't have to download anything. It's right there. The yearly requirement, create 500 qualified personal point volume, a quality enrollment, a QE, each month. And the website, when you log in on the upper right-hand corner, it tells you where you're at. It has a live, up to the minute, lifetime tracking. So you can see exactly where we're at each month. That's the number one requirement, is 500 points every single month in customer volume. Or if it's your own purchase, just click the retail button. You pay retail for it, but you get the difference between retail and wholesale back in your next month's commission. So either way, it's qualified volume every single month, okay? Every single month, 500. The second requirement, and this is the one that's a little bit trickier, but if you look at it as a quarterly task, how do we eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Look at it as a quarterly task is develop a new frontline silver every single quarter or four in the year. Okay? That's the two requirements just to getting into Team Kaizen. Okay? Or the quarterly requirement, be one of the top two people with the quarterly incentives. And we don't know what those are. The one this last fall for myself and Stacy was to, I wasn't supposed to announce that. I guess it's top secret, but now the cat's out of the bag. Well, according to what I can see online, before they took the totals down, we were tied. Or no, were we tied? No, we had nine. I know we developed nine seniors, so I believe we are in the top three that they selected. Now, this next year in 2017, it's the top two. So anyway, if that's confusing at all, then take a look at it again. But again, those are the requirements. Why would you want to be part of Team Kaizen? What are the perks? What are the bennies? What are the big carrots that are dangling out in front of you? Well, you get a luxury trip to Japan. And if you've never been to Japan, it is a riot. I mean, an absolute incredible experience. There's people on the line right now. Gordon Williams, I know, has been to Japan. Jim Hartman spent a portion of his life in Asia. And it's an amazing, amazing cultural experience. See the birthplace of Nikken. Okay? Semi-annual private dinners with our CEO at two major field events. I believe the winners of Team Kaizen next weekend in Utah will be treated to dinner. I don't know. I have no idea. That's a major field event, or maybe it's in Orlando. I really don't know. Monthly Team Kaizen leadership calls. This is our opportunity as field leaders to give input to Nikken, to say to Jeff Isom, our VP of Sales and Training, hey, here's an idea. You know, so if you've got an idea, get it to the Team Kaizen members and let them feel, you know, take it up the chain of command, run it up the flagpole. Dedicated Nikken customer service line. I actually enjoy talking to, there's just a whole bunch of them, David, Alfredo, and I've got names written all over my daily logbook because I write their names down because they're so wonderfully trained and they've been so helpful. But we get a dedicated line as a Team Kaizen member. Recognition on my Nikken and at all Nikken field events. You know, if those carrots, if those bennies, if those perks don't interest you, then obviously Team Kaizen is not something you need to shoot for. But when you look at it and you break it down, figure out what one you want to go for. Maybe it's hitting silver. Maybe it's hitting the highest commission payout per month at up to 45%. And again, please don't argue with me on the up to 45%. That's a full 25% in a customer sale. Again, look at the numbers. You sell somebody a waterfall, $256, you immediately get $50. And then over and above that, based on the commissionable volume of that product, if you sell, let me put it to you this way. If you sell $1,000 worth of wraps, okay, the far infrared wrap, the back wrap, the elbow wrap, the ankle wrap, okay, the headband, those carry 100% commissionable volume. So you sell $1,000, and if you are a silver and above and you're a qualified silver, eligible for the full 20% commission, add that. This is 1,000 points worth at retail, at customer volume. You're going to receive exactly a check. Aside from, you got to subtract the account maintenance and that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think there's a monthly fee or whatever it is. You're going to receive $450 in commissions and rebates. Okay? Do the math. Check it out. All of the wraps, and only the wraps, okay? There may be a couple other products that I'm missing, but just as an example, if you introduced 1,000 points, okay, which would be $1,250 worth at customer price of the Nikon wraps, those carry 100% CV. You're going to get a check as a silver and above. You're going to get a check for $450. That's $250 from the retail commissions, then an additional $200. Again, do the math. 20% times 1,000 points is $200. $450. Now, I'm not saying we can go out every month and sell or introduce 1,000 points, you know, $1,250 worth of wraps to people. Hey, if you've got a booth every weekend at an event, and you're just slinging them right and left and demonstrating, you probably could. 250, you know, points worth a weekend, okay? Or $250 worth, I'm sorry. 250 points, yeah, is what it would be. So it would be about $310, $320 worth of wraps. You could easily do it. Absolutely. So that's how it all breaks down. So my point, if I can, again, wrap this all up. I went over, I'm sorry, what I wanted to do. But the most important thing is, what is the big carrot that's in front of you? What do you want to see? There's been a transfer of power. Nikon has given us the ability to really delve in and find out what's most exciting for us. Maybe water is your thing. Maybe sleep is your thing. Maybe it's the CM cream. That's all you like talking about to people, and you like giving out all the sample, you know, the sample CM cream. But whatever is your thing, find out what's going to be the biggest reward, because I'll tell you, as I keep hearing Marty Jeffries in my head, your customers, our customers deserve, we owe it to our customers to be the best wellness consultant that we can possibly be. We owe it to them, okay? And part of that is that we find out what is most interesting, what is most sexy or most attractive to us that Nikon has to offer that we can pursue and literally delve into. I highly recommend, if you want to get a little bit more, you know, meat on the bone on this one, listen to the January 3rd, I believe it was. Wasn't it January 3rd? The kickoff call for 2017 with Jeff Isom. It's in the archives or in the recordings in the Information Center. Let me get back to that page. Information Center, conference call schedule. It's the very, very second from the bottom, and all of the recordings are there. And he outlines all of the different perks or the incentives that Nikon has to offer. Find one that's attractive to you. We already have the dates for all these different things. Find out which one would be best for you. And then, and we've talked about this in the past already, the simplicity, you know, as Mom says, simplified, energized, and organized chaos, okay? It's all organized now. Before it was really chaotic because it was, coming at us so fast. But now it's very much organized. And, you know, the word chaos isn't so bad. That was the name of the on Maxwell Smart, Get Smart. What do they call the command? It was chaos, you know, which is ironic. But looking at the compensation plan, direct, executive, silver, gold, it's very, very simple. There's no other simplified or energized or organized chaos when you look at a compensation plan. And I encourage you to take a look at what else is out there on the market. The binary companies out there, very, very complicated, especially the ones that require weekly qualification in order to get paid. Very, very complicated. This is super simple. So, anyways, let's open up the line, okay? Because I know I just brushed over this, went very, very fast, and I'm not sorry for that, because if we unpacked this thing and really delved into each and everything, we could be here all day. And the problem with that is none of us would be empowered to go do something with it, because we may have a better clarity or better understanding. But it really comes down, the real discovery in this is sitting down with a brand new person, even as a customer, and saying, oh yeah, there's a whole business side to this that may not be of interest to you, because 90% of most people get attracted to Nikan because of these life-altering products. But one of the coolest things for our family is that I know when I introduce something to people, when I introduce them to, you know, 100 points or, you know, $120, $130 worth of Nikan solutions, well, I'm going to walk away with about $45. Whoa, you know, that would get the attention of some people. Almost 50% of it comes back into our family budget. That's attractive, okay? Now, for some people, it may not be, but what's on your mind? What part of this do you want to discuss? Do you want to hear more enlightenment? Do you want to, talk about that? Before you throw a question out there or two, quick announcement regarding next weekend in Salt Lake, okay? There are still tickets available, for one. Humans being more, absolutely free the first day, then the whole event, two full days plus Thursday night, all day Friday, all day Saturday. That's two meals included as well in the price. And again, all the information is on the website, the Nikan Field Summit in Salt Lake City. And there are hotel rooms that are reserved and booked by Nikan people. One is Barb Satterwhite. I know Molly may or may not have her room already filled, Molly Chong, in Dayton, Ohio. It's probably filled because I've already connected her with one other gal for sure. But there are rooms that are reserved if you're looking for a hotel room that will be let go. But I don't know if there's a deadline to get the price that the Hilton Garden Inn is quoted. But do make a decision on that. If you're within driving distance like we are, and most people don't think that 12-hour drive is really in driving distance, but hey, there's a whole boatload of us, a whole van load, I should say, that are piling in. But this is an event that really is a fantastic way to kick off the year. And, I mean, the checkup from the neck up, our little saying with humans being more, what a great way to start the year by doing an intensive one-day humans being more class. With a bunch of other like-minded people. I know Dave and Valerie Johnson are going to be there, Dennis and Ruth Williams. I spoke with Ruth Lowe last night on the phone. Her and her husband, Robert, are going to be there. Carol Hackbart is just texting me. She has room in her room available as well. So there's lots of places to stay. You could crash with one of these people, and it's going to cost you maybe $30-$40 a night. Okay? How good is that? And this hotel is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Make sure you bring your swimsuit, because they got a really nice jacuzzi and swim pool that I'm going to take advantage of. Unless I intend. I don't know if I'll make it down there to it. But my point is this. What a great way to really kind of get your head in the game right out of the gate. It's a new presidential term. It's a new year. This is a great way to kick off the year, and it's never too late to make a decision to be there. Oh, and I almost forgot. When it comes to customers and having a customer-centric focus, next weekend, do tune in, okay, because I will be broadcasting live from Salt Lake. I'm going to coerce my roommates, I'm hoping anyways, to share their excitement and enthusiasm for the new products that are going to be introduced. We know for sure, at least I'm 99% sure, that the Vital Balance new formulation with the addition of the two new superfoods, the Maroon Guy and something else, I don't know what it is, but that's going to be introduced, higher protein, more loaded with more vitamins and minerals. I've heard rumors that something in the cherry flavor, I don't know what that is, and I've also heard rumors that we're looking for or be looking at a new Kinko seed. So I don't know if I'm going to call it Kinko seed 3 or what. I don't know. But I'm 99% sure that we're going to get the vital balance. So be watching, because this is a great way to finish out the month strong, contacting customers saying, hey, check this out. They just made it available. Remember, I talked about this. I mentioned this to you that we have an upgrade. It's the Vital Balance is probably the one product that I'm most excited about, because it will be 100% USDA certified organic. And for people that are looking for that at an affordable price, okay, that's the key. Because a lot of things that are USDA certified are way outside of the price range of most of us. We end up having to scrimp on other things. So anyways, *6 on your phone line, or the little asterisk button, 6. Questions, comments, concerns.
Hello.
Good morning.
Vance, Gordon Williams.
I know. Gordy, what's up?
Oh, everything good. As of yesterday, I'm a million times better than I was the day before. And well, enough on that. So I'm just a happy camper all the way around, you know. But I really wanted to just get on just for one simple thing. You deserve a compliment on many things, but I want to point out one thing that a lot of people are not aware in conversation with their customers or whatever. It doesn't matter with your friends so much what I'm about to say, okay? You use, just like I do, the word investment. Folks, that is an absolute. You are not spending money. You are investing money. A lot of you already know this. You'd be surprised how powerful that one word is. What do you mean investing? John, I'm talking about your health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about buying a lawnmower, okay? I'm talking about your health. Okay, so I'm going to cut it at that. That's all I want to say is a compliment. You know, and one other thing, if I can say, I know it's not a training call, but another thing on the key thing, then I'll just shut up, okay, because he did a beautiful job. No, another thing, and I even corrected Larry Proffitt on this years ago. This is for a lot of you new people, and I had taken a course with Hilton Johnson on using proper language and whatever, you know, type of thing. And it's really important, but I don't want to take the call on that. I could do it some other time with Vance. But this one thing. Do not use the word, or just pay attention to this one thing. Do not use the word. They say, well, John, what do you do? Well, I'm involved with a company called Niken. Now, a lot of you on the call might think, so what's wrong with that? I used to think that. But according to Hilton Johnson, who's a phenomenal trainer, okay, people listen differently, okay? Or some people don't listen at all, but some people are really in tune with listening to the right. I'm more visual, so it might go over my head unless you show me a picture, whatever. Yeah. But that's beside the point. When you say, I'm involved with Niken, a company out of California, whatever, okay, what's the first thing that could come to somebody's mind when you use the word involved? Well, I'll take the guesswork out of it. How many people have been involved in a divorce? A car accident?
I was just going to go that direction.
Car accident, a divorce, a hurricane, a tornado, a rainstorm, a snowstorm. Involved. Get away from that. Just kill it as of right now. Better yet, use we are affiliated or we're partnered with.
Associated with, affiliated,
partner, whatever, with a company by the name of Niken. By the way, have you heard of them? That's it. Oh, just kill the word involved. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So that's my pitch for today.
You know, and Gordy, I so appreciate you. Talking to you and listening to you share is like listening to my brother, my younger brother, Nick, who talks 10 times faster than you do. And so you think Gordy's
a lot younger. I'm only 79.
Exactly. And he's got about 15 trains of thought going at the same time. I mean, that little hamster in his head is just running. I mean, just burning up those bearings. But two things I really appreciate about what you said is the word investment, and I used that word twice yesterday when sending some freebie products. I think I've developed a knack to this, that I told people at the end of last month, hey, if you will do this, I will do this. And I said, I just need you to tell me, if you're going to place a $300 order, I need you to pick this many products of this much value, and then when I claim the Niken reward dollars or spend them, because we still had some, I got a bunch of socks. Man, I was so excited when those socks came yesterday. I thought, yay, because my Niken socks are starting to get pretty thin. I've already, what is the word, darn them when you have to stitch them up on a light bulb? Or anyways, I was so excited. But the freebies that I sent to two different couples, I said, the first sentence was, thank you. You know, Dave and Marcia, Ken and Joni, I wrote this handout and I said, thank you for continuing to invest into your lives, into your wellness lives, I think is the word I use, these amazing, wonderful products. And then I got very specific on what was in the package. But that handwritten note, thanking them for investing into it. And then furthermore, as you said, that word, that terrible, just drastic word involved, It's a dating relationship, a cult, a church. Now, a church would be fine, but a cult, I'm involved in this group of wackadoos, not so good. You know, my cousin is David Koresh, or, I'm distantly related to Jim Jones, so I'm involved. That's not a good connotation.
Right, right.
So when what is involved mean, really? Now, we're associated. I have been working. I was deeply impacted almost a quarter century ago by my mom, my grandmother, my mom's mom, avoiding a third knee surgery. No, she didn't have a third leg growing out her right hip. No. She had two legs like everybody else, but the right knee, after already having it operated on, and then her left knee had already been a surgery, but totally avoided that knee replacement. That got my attention. That makes me deeply associated or connected, but not involved. Gordy, thank you for bringing that up because it really
does.
When you look at what Nikan's offered, I'm deeply involved in a marriage, of 21 years now. That's different.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're offering people. This is not a marriage plan. Okay, yeah. It's not a covenant contract with a cult.
Yeah, it depends what you're using. If you're involved in a research program or something, that's a little bit, you could say that.
But sure.
Oh, that's good.
Sure, because if you're involved in a research program, usually you sign your life away.
Right.
Back in 2007, when I applied for the fire department to be a volunteer firefighter, one of the things that I had to sign away just to do the physical agility test before I was even accepted, I had to basically sign a waiver saying if something happens to me, up to death.
Yeah.
That's deeply involved. And I showed it to Stacey, and she kind of, her eyebrows went up and said, really? You sure you want to sign on for this? I mean, they're not even committing to you yet, and you're committing your life. But we didn't even have to climb a ladder. We had to climb the stairs 4 or 5 times with a 50-pound rack of hose over our shoulder.
Ooh.
That's not really that much of a... I mean, for younger guys, it's not a big deal. For some of the older guys, yeah. But anyways.
Okay.
So,
you got
anyways, Gordy, thank you for the input. I so appreciate this. Because I think
thank you, my friend. You're wonderful. Yeah. You're a God's gift to everybody.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
I will.
But thank you, Gordy. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Questions, comments, concerns?
Vance, this is Don Queen. And I was just wondering, is there a difference in how we can order things? Like if we order on like a daughter someplace else and have it sent to us with our credit card, has that changed?
This is Colleen, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I recognized the voice. Okay, Colleen, one of the things I was thinking about this several times this week, and I thought, I just need to ask Jeff Isom next week, couldn't we just make this go away? Could you just give us back our qualifying volume? We're not self-qualifying. Nobody's doing, I can't say nobody because there are a few, but could you just give us that back so we can at least order our own personal use, auto ship items? And maybe that would be the fix right there. There's the constructive criticism. Maybe a bunch of us should just unload on that feedback button or feedback@nikan.com and say, hey, here's a simple fix. And we can get rid of all this hysteria and this confusion and this concern. And it's legalism is what it is. Because people are saying, I don't know if I can do that. I had one gal say, I'm going to get arrested. I'm going to go off to network marketing prison. The Gestapo is going to come in and take me away in handcuffs. This is not, okay? That doesn't happen. So my solution, as I was thinking about this week, is just for auto ship orders underneath a consultant, we could resolve this. And this, again, I'm just kind of airing my thoughts because what we've come to do and what we've been trained for over a year now is we order all of our personal use items underneath of a customer, and then we ship it back to us. The easiest way, let me tell you what Dave and Valerie Johnson are doing. This is the simplest solution, and it's a little bit of extra legwork, but one of their customers is literally one of their neighbors, and they've already set up with them. Dave's comment to me was, Vance, between Valerie and I, we eat about $500 worth of Nikan a month. He said, so our auto ship order is now set up underneath that customer. It's going to their house. This is a trifecta to appease the Federal Trade Commission. And then the third aspect is, Who's paying for it? What credit card is it going on? What's the what method of payment, and where's that registered to? And he said, so we're actually using, and this is the really hard stretch for a lot of people, we're using their credit card, and as soon as the auto ship order goes through, I write them a check, and I literally walk it down and give it to them. So before they even get the bill, before they're even charged interest, they've got the cash, or in check form, in their hand. And he said, that this will take care of all. So that is the trifecta, is what I call it, way to satisfy this requirement. Okay? Mom and I were talking about it this week. What am I going to do? What is she going to do? And I told her, I said, Mom, don't you have so-and-so registered as a customer right across the street? She said, well, yeah. I said, well, I've got McKenna, our oldest registered. I also have Emily, our middle daughter, registered as customers. I'm simply going to keep the auto ship order underneath of them that I already had set up, which is coming to their address. Not our, it is our address, but it's their address too. As a registered customer, it is going to be paid for by my credit card. So two out of the three requirements we're meeting. So the third one not. And I'm not trying to do this to poke the bear, but as I told Mom, I said, well, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to send you a note or an email or call you and say, hey, your distributorship is liable to be suspended for 30 days until you fix this. Oh, okay, well, I'll fix it. I want to find out. So I am going to poke the bear a little bit here, okay? I want to see what's going to happen because I can fix it in a heartbeat. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. That's a really pop culture thing to say. My bad, which means, oh, okay, whatever. You know, sorry, I hit your car. My bad. You know, oops, sorry, I just ran over ran into your ankle with my shopping cart. My bad. It's a way to not take responsibility at all, but I am taking responsibility. I'm going to continue doing it because I'm not. Here's the deal. Our auto ship order isn't that much every month. It's like $180 to $230. I looked at what the average is. So, Colleen, if you've got a customer that's nearby that you can ship it to them, at least you're meeting two out of the three, you know, what I call requirements of the trifecta, go pick it up from them. Because let me use Carol John as an example. One of our silvers in Salt Lake, or Sandy to be exact, Sandy, Utah, her auto ship for the last year has always been going to her parents' house. Okay, now it's her mom's house. Her dad recently passed away. But she has two auto ship orders, one that is her mom's and one that's hers. They're both registered and going through every month underneath her mom's customer ID number. They're going to her mom's house. But Carol is the one paying for them on Carol's credit card. But it's her gift to her mom every single month. Does her mom pay her cash or write her check? I don't know. I don't care. But who's to say for me, less than a year from now when Kenna is off in college and I change her shipping address to be her college address, and I'm sending her via Nikon a monthly auto ship order for her nutritionals or, you know, sport bottle filter or waterfall filter, whatever the case may be, I'm still paying for it. But it's going to her. Is that front-loading or stockpiling? Not by any definition whatsoever. And ultimately, this big concern, and here we spent, 7-10 minutes talking about this, we're blowing this huge thing out of proportion because, again, the Federal Trade Commission does not deputize employees to run around as like SS troops. I'm not trying to talk about Nazi Germany or anything like that. But they're not running around knocking on people's doors, bashing their doors in like the FBI, and arresting people and taking them off to Federal Trade Commission prison. Did anybody see that? I didn't see that in the news this morning. I read the news every single day. And I didn't hear about anybody going off and getting an orange jumpsuit or an orange zoot suit or a set of coveralls that say FTC prison on the back of it. People, this thing is getting so much out of control, and the problem is we're spending a ridiculous amount of time trying to figure out a solution for it, and it's stifling our business growth because when we sit down with a new consultant, we say, oh, no, don't order anything underneath your own ID number. You don't want to go off to FTC prison because some of my friends, you know, I only get to visit them once a week, and I have to use a dedicated mailing address to write them a note because they're behind bars because they violate, you know, come on, people.
Right.
Well,
we're
Dan,
really,
can,
you know.
Is there,
so,
Can we just use our auto ship but hit the retail button?
You certainly can. You're going to pay more for it. But, yes, anytime we order anything, we can click the retail button. We'll get the qualified volume for it, and it's totally 100% legit. And, you know, Gordy is a perfect example of having owned and operated a business. I look at my parents. My dad with the sheet metal business. My mom with her restaurant for 6 years. No business owner goes to the extent of what we're doing. Can you imagine a business owner saying, as a customer walks out the door, "Hey, do you mind if I ship my next weekly shipment to your house?" Because the franchisee that owns this, you know, this company, they don't really want me ordering stuff to here. So can I ship it to your house? And can I use your credit card? I mean, how absurd would this be? And I know I'm blowing this way out of proportion, but really, am I?
No.
You know, I think the key is here, find a solution that works for you, that's easiest for you. If you've got a neighbor next door that's a customer, ship it to them. Pick it up from them. I just placed an order, and I called the guy yesterday and said, "Hey, by the way, I placed an order underneath your ID number. It's coming to your place. I'll pick it up next week if it arrives before I leave for Utah. If not, let's get it." "Well, what did you order?" I said, "What difference does it make, Doug? It's not yours." I told him that. I was very bad. I said, "Please don't open the box and rifle through my stuff." I said, "I needed to place it underneath of you to make it most strategic." And truth be told, it was Neekin reward points that he didn't earn, but they were underneath his ID number. And I placed it, and Neekin allows you to do that. If you've got a consultant that has Neekin reward dollars that are about to expire, you can place the order for them as long as it gets shipped to their house. Because on all intents and purposes, it's going to them. But that's what I did. I said, "I'll pick it up next week." You know, so that's the easiest solution, and it's the most, to me, it's the most clean and legit way to do it. But again, if you want to take the Dave and Valerie Johnson approach, a little extra work, especially when considering they're getting the points. You know, my calling to answer your question full heartedly, if I get a letter, if I get contacted from Neekin and they say, "Look, you're liable to be, you know, forced suspension for 30 days, blah, 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 or your account has been suspended for 30 days, well, how do I resolve it?" Well, I just, next, the future orders, I will have used Kenna's debit card, and I'll just transfer, we all use the same bank, Wells Fargo, I'll just transfer the money into her account, then she'll get the points for it. Actually, you don't get any points for a debit card. Or we'll set up a credit card for her, and then we'll just do it that way. And then I'll just pay her every month, just like what Dave and Valerie are doing. And then that way we hit all three of the requirements, and we don't have to run the risk of, you know, having the FTC employees show up at our door, you know, threatening to arrest me because I violated their plan. Oh, my goodness.
Van?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. This is Carol.
You're welcome, Pauline. Go ahead, Carol.
You know, one thing that I just thought of was if we do order something under a customer and it's delivered to their house, if we put it on our credit card, couldn't we just give them a receipt? Because some people don't want to put, like, I do have customers that don't. They just don't want to do credit card and all that, you know. So they pay me.
Mm-hmm.
And they could just be paying me cash or whatever.
Yep.
And then give them a receipt, because we just have to have the receipt, right?
Yep. And what I would do on that, Carol, really, really simple solution, just write them a hand receipt that, you know, it doesn't have to be official on stationery or anything, but just date it, put your name on it, their name on it. And then duplicate it. Either photocopy it, if you've got a photocopier at home or a scanner.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would do, something simple. Just scan it into your computer so you have a record of it. Then for some reason, if Neekin questions you on it, you know, and again, you know, something I didn't say in the beginning of all this when Colleen brought up the question, is that Neekin is going above and beyond. And in their credit, I should say, in their defense, they're going above and beyond what they don't have to do, but to stay above reproach, so we don't end up in a situation like Vima did a year and a half ago, literally having the rug pulled right out from underneath of them, being shut down, or being in court and facing a $200 million settlement like Herbalife faced. And some of the, actually, I haven't read the article yet. Pam Benson sent it to me, so I presume it's really good because she doesn't send me junk. But some of the Herbalife distributors actually end up getting part of that settlement because they were led to believe that this is what they need to do every single month was buy a garage full or requalify with, we're talking thousands upon thousands of dollars. We're simply buying our own consumables that we're using every month. That's not a big deal. So, again, in Niken's defense, I know why they're doing it, and I know I've made a joke about it, you know, the FTC, you know, prison and all that. But what you're talking about, Carol, is exactly 100% legit, because how many times, I've got a customer who won't slow down long enough to order underneath her own customer account. So she said, Vance, can you just order that and I'll just pay you cash for it? Well, I like cash. I like cash a lot, especially if I'm using Niken reward dollars to redeem and get free product, and then she pays me cash for that. Retail? That's what Robert Kiyosaki describes as invisible income. You know? So she wants a water filter. She only wants one. I order a 3-pack underneath of a customer, so I'm paying for two and a third, and getting one for free, or getting one for, you know, $5 or $6. And I sell it to her at full retail. I don't charge her the shipping. I could have. Actually, I think I might have. Come to think of it, I think I did. I think I charged her $40 for that filter. Because if she orders it by herself, you know, one, it's $35, and then she's going to pay $9.50 shipping. So $40, that's actually reasonable. But that's, again, if I use Niken reward dollars, that's a freebie, and then I'm getting cash for it. So do I write her a receipt? No. But if it's a good way to just make a little note. It's one more piece of document so that if Niken were to question you, well, why did you order all that? Why are you ordering, you know, Carol, 10 boxes of lactoferrin a month? Are you that sick, you know? Or is the cute little waitress that used to always bring us our chips, salsa, and our water? Every week, when Stacy and I used to go to lunch at our favorite restaurant, I used to always remind her, no, and I can't remember her name now, but she's no longer there. I'd say, no, can I get ice without water? And she'd always ask me, are you sick? Are you sick? No, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. I just don't want any ice. But my point is this, that when we establish that relationship with people, and maybe you might have a half a dozen people that you've got really excited about being on lactoferrin, and you're ordering 10 boxes a month, you know, to your address, the solution I was just mentioned, what if we just order it and pay retail, click the retail button? Yeah, you can do that, but you're going to end up paying more. The customer price on AutoShip is the best price. And if you don't believe me, look at buying a 3-pack of water filters as a consultant. What are they, 80-some dollars? Okay? And you can check this out yourself. Let me bring it up real quick. The 3-pack of AutoShip filters are not available. And I'm going to go down a little bunny trail. I'm sorry. This is a shiny thing. Now I can't even get the ordering option to come up. Okay, I guess I won't go down that bunny trail. But I can't remember the exact prices. But the 3-pack of filters for a consultant, if you order 3-pack of filters for the waterfall, it's like $85. You can order 3 of them individually, a piece, okay, on AutoShip. You can put 3 in the quantity on AutoShip, and you can get them for $25 each. So that comes out to $75, or you can order the 3-pack for $85. Let me scratch my head on this one. Gordy, maybe you can help me out. I order a 3-pack for $85, or I pay $75 for 3 individually. What's a better deal here? It costs me $10 more to get a 3-pack versus 3 individually for $75. So, I got to think on this one. Maybe I should pray and fast for a week, you know, get God's clarity on it. No! Okay? But a customer can get a 3-pack for $76 on AutoShip. So that, to me, is a better deal. Okay? Because if I order it, I don't get qualified volume for it. But if I put it underneath of a customer on AutoShip, that same 3-pack, instead of ordering 3 individually, I'm going to pay a buck more for a three-pack under a customer's ID number, but at least I'm getting the qualified volume for it. And when you're shooting every single month for that 500 quality enrollment, that's, again, as we started this conversation almost an hour ago, that's the key, is every single month quality enrollment. That's okay. The key printing.
Now, I had texted you earlier, but the QPPV, the 100 that we need for to get paid, does that have to be wholesale under our control?
No. That requirement went away about two and a half years ago. We were always told, as you know, I'm talking seasoned wellness consultants, that we have to have, you know, an auto ship order underneath our ID number of 100 points. Well, if we look at a retail customer, their social security number is not on file with NECN, because when you register a customer, there is no social security number blank. They're attached to our social security number. They're one of our customers, so their volume is our personal volume. So $100, 100 points, $125 of a customer order is our qualified volume. Our pastors, for example, they have a standing auto ship order every single month. It's 96 points. It's four boxes of paleo bars. So just with their order alone, I'm just shy $4, 4 points from being qualified. But it's 96 points every single month they order, and they add to it and they subtract from it, but it's always four boxes of the tropical. I don't know what they do. I don't care. I haven't asked. They've got grandkids. Maybe they give them to their grandkids. I don't know. But my point is this, is that, no, Carol, you don't have to have any volume, any points underneath your ID number, because your customers are underneath your ID number. So we personally do not have to have it attached, because our customers, it all gets in there. And again, you can see this in the upper right-hand corner when you log in.
Well, I know, but I just didn't know, you know, because I was reading the new comp plan, and then the QPPV, it you know, when it says personal point volume, I just didn't know what that meant in terms of, you know, does it have to be hours is all.
So let me encourage you in the couple minutes we have remaining. Next Saturday, if you've got some customers or definitely consultants, have them get on the line. My focus 100%, and I promise I won't get on the line in Salt Lake and just start jibber-jabbing this, oh, it's so exciting to be here, it's so life-changing, I love it, I love the people, and it's so exciting. You will not hear that being uttered from these lips, okay? What my focus will be on, what new solutions NECN, or upgraded solutions that NECN has made available for our customers. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, being enthusiastic and being excited, okay, but that doesn't do anything for a customer, because that goes right back down to the path of the word involved. People that get involved in a dating relationship, they get excited. They get involved with a new church, it's exciting. They get involved with a new support group, it's exciting, okay. The opportunity that NECN has given us with these new solutions are life-changing. It's beyond exciting, all right? So my focal point will be, you know, unraveling what NECN has just introduced and what's the cheapest way, what's the best way to get the biggest bang for our buck on these new solutions and get them into people's hands immediately. And also, on the tail of that, is to allow all of us to finish out the month strong. You know, start out 2017 with a bang, literally, and get our volume, you know, number one, hit that 500 points of quality enrollment so that we are totally set up month after month after month. Because I would hate for somebody, what if I said, you know, last June or July, you know, I don't really think it's that imperative for me to hit, you know, QE this month. I'm not going to really worry about it. And then I go out and then we pull off this, you know, step up contest and we're one of the top finalists. And they say, oh, Vance, yeah, you could have won it, but last June, you know, last July, those 2 months, you didn't hit quality enrollment. You didn't have 500 points in customer volume. Well, it's a darn good thing. And we have consultants right now that they text me and say, hey, Vance, with this order, I'll be just a few points shy of, you know, the 500. The rock and roll. That's what we want to hear. That is the number one numeral uno goal every single month that we should be hitting. Because if you do that as a single individual, you know, Carol, if you do that, Larry and Colleen, if you do that, Gordy, if you and Jeannie do that, more than likely, if nothing else, you're going to get your own consumable products for free. When you look at the numbers and you crunch them down with the calculator, you're going to get, and again, I'm not saying you're eating $500 worth a month like Dave and Valerie Johnson, but for the average person, it's about $100 to $130 a month in consumables. Unless you've got a lot of stuff, or you have a big family, or you know you're trying to correct a lot of wrongs, you know that were done early in your life. But for most people, a 500 point customer base every single month will more than pay for your own consumables. That's a nice little plan to be a part of. So, I know there's lots more questions and comments and concerns that could have been brought up, but I appreciate those of you who jumped out there. Thank you, Gordy. Thank you, Colleen, and thank you, Carol, for adding input to this. If you want to go back over and listen to my little tirade at the beginning, SaturdayAMLive.com. And by the way, thank you again to Steve Crowfoot, the blog spot, all the recordings. I love the way, absolutely love the way they're formatted. And if you're wanting to do the mentorship program or the accountability program, or we call it the ICANN3/Team Rogers, there's a little ICANN added to little tab on all the little tabs when you log into SaturdayAMLive.com. You'll see it right there. It's the ICANN tab, and you'll see the lesson of the week that we're going through. And we're simply following what Marty, Michael, and William put together. And I call them my three shower buddies. You know, when I get in the shower, I grab my phone and I invite them to come join me. I'm not sick and twisted and perverted, okay? If your mind went that way, I'm sorry. Clean it up. But no, I invite them because as I'm utilizing that time, Marty is teaching me the principles that I need to know. And so I utilize that time every single day, and I listen to the next lesson. And so they're all posted there. All you got to do is scroll down to Live with Marty, the audio replay, and listen to it. And then if that's something of interest to you and you're going to go through that program, text me, email me, call me, and I'll invite you to join and be part of our Monday evening accountability group, because we're having a ton of fun, absolute ton of fun, and the growth has been absolutely tremendous. So, again, next Saturday morning, live from Salt Lake, and then 2 weeks from today, I have lined up, and I forgot, is it Lynette? Lynette is a, and I don't have her bio in front of me, but her background is working with animals, and she has got a boatload of stories of how she's used an Econ solution for animals. So that's 2 weeks from today. That is Saturday, I think, February the 4th. Wow, January is almost over. Yay! Hallelujah! I am so sick of the snow and the ice. You cannot imagine. I will tell you, though, that wearing a MagFlex on your hip, your favorite left hip, when you slip and your feet are at the same elevation of your eyeballs, and in that split nanosecond you realize, uh-oh, this is not natural. My feet should not be that high. This is going to hurt. And sure enough, whammo, right on that solid, you know, 3/4 inch of freezing rain. Not so good. But I'll tell you, putting the MagFlex and wearing it 24/7, last night actually was the first night I slept with it, man, it feels so much better this morning, and especially after my 10-minute session with the touch, putting it right on that hip. So where would we be without these solutions? So I'm literally doing a hallelujah rain dance that January is almost over because I am so sick of freezing. I know. Such a wimp, right? Anyways, have a great weekend, everybody. I look forward to those of you I'm going to see in Salt Lake. It's going to be a raving party, and I'm not just talking about the evening parties. It's the whole thing is going to be absolutely fantastic, and it's not too late. All the information is online. We'd love to have you join us. The speaker lineup, the topics, the sessions, the breakout sessions, every humans being more going into it, it's going to be a rave. So if you can make it, invest in yourself. As Gordy was reminding us, make the investment into yourself, and you will not be sorry. All right? So, again, have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for joining, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, Dana.